This is something that came from our welfare team, actually, and it's to support the Royal Caledonian Education Trust. So our welfare team every year try and pick up a charity that they want to follow. By chance, one of the ladies who is working with the welfare team mentioned this charity. And so RCT came to Lucas, gave the regiment a brief, and we agreed that we thought this was a seriously worthwhile charity to follow. And then out of the back of that, they persuaded us to go and get involved in this Total Warrior event in September, just before we deploy.
For a lot of people, this would hold some sort of fear. North Berwick on the 16th and 17th of September, it's a heck of a challenge, but you guys will take it in your stride.
Yeah, I think it fills me with quite a lot of fear as well. I think we're going to get burnt, frozen, barbed wire, all that sort of thing. No, I mean, I think it's good fun. And, you know, it's good sort of military type stuff, bit of team bonding, which is always good. I think particularly for the welfare team who are going to be staying behind while the rest of us go on tour, it's good for them to have a sort of focus. And of course, most importantly, it's for an extremely worthwhile organisation.
And this is a great charity. It's a charity we featured quite a bit on BFBS and the work that they do. And sometimes they've been maybe a bit under the radar. There's so many military charities, but the fact that they're turning attention, and I know you're a family man as well, the focus is on the kids who are so often forgotten.
Yeah, absolutely. Many of the military charities focus on the soldier, and of course many of those need assistance, having done incredible things. But I think I'm particularly struck with children of my own that it's a wonderful charity that picks up and cares for the children. And it does so in an educational way as well, which I think is really important. So you know, the contributions, the grants that the charity makes are for educational facilities, books. They do a sort of a boxed welfare pack. In fact, that we've got one ready now for when we go to on tour. So it's that sort of thing that particularly struck me. And I think, as you say, in a world where there's lots of military charities, I think it's nice that they particularly focus on the children. That struck a chord with us, which is why we want to support them.
They'll do individual grants, but as you say, they also focus on the kids during deployment, for example. Now, for young, and maybe it's just been, it's always been done. It's been accepted. You join the army, your kids have to put up with it. Now there's more and more awareness of the support that they need.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've got two young children, and I've been away in Afghanistan while they've been around, and we go away again shortly, and this time it's to Cyprus with the UN, and it's not the operational tempo that Afghanistan was. But nonetheless, Dad's still away, or Mum or Dad are away for 6 months, and that puts a strain on the family. It puts a strain on the parents left behind, or the partners, and I think on the kids, you know, it is tough, and my kids are 8 and 6, and already they're sort of questioning how long is 6 months, and trying to quantify that to a 6-year-old in terms of length of time, it's quite a difficult thing. So I think it does start to have an effect on children, and so charities like this that can help and create a bridge for them, I think, is really worthwhile.
And it has to help the family unit, and in turn, it also has to help the army and wider military as well. Because the last thing that you want to be worrying about is how your kids are doing over and above everything else that's going on. Naturally, as a father, you will, but you have to be able to know that they're being looked after properly as well.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, you know, and I think the operational tempo of the Iraqs and the Afghanistans, the Teleks, the Herricks have created a really good backlog of welfare support. And I think our welfare team back in Lucas are sort of gearing themselves up for this. But again, being in a place like Lucas, Scots DG are going on tour, but there's lots of other units there that aren't. And again, for the children to understand that. So half the kids in the class, Dad, Mum or Dad will be away, but for the other half, Mum or Dad will be there. And I think that becomes quite confusing for young children to sort of understand why their particular parents are away and not the other one. So again, and I think all this help that the welfare provide, it just gives that sort of background reassurance to the children and the mothers left behind as well.
So the money raised from Total Warrior will go towards the Royal Caledonian Education Trust. The event itself takes place in North Berwick at the end of September, and you can find out more by going online to rcet.org.uk for more information. Good luck with that. No pressure on you to win it. I mean, never mind just completing it. You know, you go in with your background, you've got to win it, haven't you?
Yes. We're doing it as a team, the whole welfare team. And actually, It's not just military. There's some of the mothers are involved, there's a teacher involved, and a few others. So it's very much a team effort.
I hope we don't slow them up too much.
We'll try not to be too competitive.
Elsewhere, you mentioned Cyprus. Cyprus on the horizon, but you've got a nice period of leave before that.
Yes, which would be great. You know, I think it's just been a really busy time. We had a bunch of busy activities over this sort of last period, culminating in a three-week deployment to Galloway, where we did low-level individual training. We also had the open day at Lucas, which was brilliant, with over 5,000 people coming to see that. And all of these things are really good, but you know, I think everyone's just got to that point now where everyone just needs to have a day or two to have a good sleep, have a good rest, and sort themselves out, spend a bit of time with family before we then come back in 3 weeks' time. And then we've completely reorbited, and then we're ready for the training to start our deployment for Cyprus. Yeah.
As commanding officer, something like Cyprus on the horizon, does that make it easier than maybe the little bits and pieces that you've had to pick up over the last year?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, it comes with its own challenges. We're relishing the opportunity that it affords us. It is great to have a single focus, so the whole regiment can drive towards that. And it's pretty much the whole regiment deploying. So I think for us, it's really useful. Obviously, going away for 6 months has its own quirks and nuances. There's greater welfare issues to sort out, the families left behind. And there's ever the issue of people who want to go and can't because they've got to go into a career course and that sort of thing. But I think on the whole, absolutely brilliant to have this opportunity. And of course, for the youngsters who've joined recently, this is their first operational experience and this is what they joined the army to do. So quite a lot of excitement from that side.
You mentioned the open day. Great to see that that was such a success. That's now going to be a regular fixture, I'm sure, on the calendar.
Yeah. it was a load of great comments on Facebook, most of them being, what's the date for next year? I would like it to be a regular fixture, but I think it's probably in every 2 years, maybe 3 years, something like that. And again, I think if we did it too often, it would water down what it is. But it also takes quite a lot to put together. So it was brilliant. But I think next year we'll come back from Cyprus, we'll sort ourselves out, and it'll be a fallow year. And then maybe we'll run again in 2019. I won't be in the seat then, but it'll be my successor can then work out whether that's right or the year after or whatever they think.
And how are you enjoying the time in charge?
I mean, it's brilliant. Yeah, I mean it's amazing. Great regiment, great people, great location, great role. What's not to love? I mean, it's busy and there's challenges every day, but that's what we draw a salary for, and that's why we wear this uniform. And I genuinely love it. I'm not really thinking about next summer. We'll just worry about that when it comes.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Cheers.